This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the great George Norrie's with us. Coast to Coast AM, midnight Central Time, 10 p.m. Pacific, coasttocoastam.com. George, you're a newsman, you know, in your own right, three-time Emmy Award-winning newsman. I mean, this is Eisenhower, Clinton, Bush era. When thousands come across a day, sometimes whole groups, no one knows who's who. They put adults in one area, kids in another. I mean, they're saying it's concentration camp. The kids are there. They're saying Trump's a Nazi. Hayden is. I mean, I've got a memory. This is all Obama did all this, too. What do you think's going on there, or do you disagree with me?
Well, first of all, Alex, we're talking about illegal immigration, violation of American law. And we have to keep our borders tight. I mean, that's just a sad way to do it. Now, on the other hand, and this is so important that everybody understands this, people want a better living style. They want to get out of the country they're in because their life is not working. They're not making any money. Their lifestyle is horrible. I can understand, and it's the saddest thing that we have to go through as a nation, to have to deny people the right to come through into our country, which is wonderful and perfect as far as I'm concerned, and say no to these people. Now, all that said, you got to do something about control, and you just can't have thousands of people coming across the border without any control.
Every day.
Every day. So that's got to be stopped. Now, the second question is separating kids from their families. Well, first of all, in some cases, they're not really family. They're just kids coming over with them. Family members are using these kids to get across the border. But you can't put, sadly enough, you can't put kids in these areas that you've got the adults hold up. It's just unhealthy. It's just not good. It's a horrible situation. There are no winners here. We, as a country, we don't win, and these people who are coming across the border don't win. We've got to do something a little better with legal immigration, maybe let more people in. We have to definitely check them all out because there are a lot of criminals that come across the border, and we don't want anything to do with them.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. The third world's collapsing, and we can't then just say, oh, everybody come. It'll be just like Europe and a total collapse.
You can't do that. It's sad. Look, it's the worst situation to be in. It's sad. I mean, I think the Palestinian situation with the Israelis is sad. Those people deserve their own homeland. You know, the Gaza Strip and stuff like that, it's a disaster. But something's got to be done worldwide. I mean, these are huge problems, and, you know, we have to deal with it as a nation.
Exactly. But if the first world just opens itself up to 6.5 billion people in the third world, we know it's a giant sucking sound. It will make us third world as well, and it will be a total global disaster.
You cannot do it. It's like you have one piece of food and four people to feed. Somebody's going to get it. The other ones aren't.
Well, it's like a lifeboat. Let's say the lifeboat takes 100 people, and the UN's going to try to put 500 in the lifeboat. We're going to sink the whole lifeboat. And it's not our responsibility to save those countries, even if we could. And we could. I wish we could. It's just an incredible situation. CoastToCoastAM.com, BeyondBelief.com, National Radio Hall of Fame, ElectionRadioVote.com. Go vote for George Norrie there. Folks, it's just fun to celebrate people who are patriots and not just to be passive and go, oh, I like what George has done, but I'm not going to go to RadioVote.com and actually vote for him. Well, if you don't, you know, that's really a sad thing because I'm really rooting now. I want George to win. You can also vote by text, dial 96000, and text message 700 to win and get George in there. I want to see him number one. I know you're right there in the running, George. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Last day to vote. Let's do it.
All right. He better win. God, or you know it's rigged. Give me a break. All right. We'll be right back. I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to hit a bunch of news. Got more Trump speech. This is a key transmission. I got some really big news on death panels, too, that you don't want to miss. This is critical.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it. Let's go.
Come on.
Vengeance is coming. Fire is coming. The real revolution against you is coming. And you will burn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 18th day of June 2018. We're going to be live here for another hour until the fourth hour kicks in. And then we've got Ali Alexander hosting that, and we've got the War Room for 3 hours coming up after that. Border battle, U.S. taking in 250 children a day, drudgereport.com. And I cannot believe, when I say hoax, I mean, this is the standard procedure for decades, that when you pick up a group of 100 people and you have no idea who the hell they are, that you take them and you test them for diseases, and you put the children in one area and the women in another and adult males in another, because if you do put people in general population like this, you always get rapes, you always get robberies, you always get child molestation. There's 30,000 border kids that have just come through in the last month. I mean, it is getting insane because they're advertising, come here, everything's free. And Mexico tells folks, you get on that bus, you get on that train, you don't stop in our country, you go to El Norte. And then these people show up. When I fly in, you know, I go through a deal, I show my passport, they look at who I am. They might go search my bags, but oh my gosh, we don't know who you are and you got lice all over you? We're going to just turn you loose. Obama, the first 4 years of his administration, did hold people at these camps until they got vetted or whatever. And then they released most of them, and 95% would never show up at their immigration hearings. On average, they'd make them wait 2 years. Now they're saying the immigration wait under Obama before he left was 4 years. So are you going to show up to your hearing in 4 years? What are you going to put a piece of paper on the wall for 4 years? I'd forget. It's designed so nobody would ever show up. And then they show some of these busting camps where they put up in these sports stadiums and stuff, these hangars, fences so the adults and the children are separated. And they go, oh, look. Even Newsweek admits Obama held more than double the number of children in shelters compared to Trump White House. And that's what the attorney general is saying, and that's true. But you turn on the news, it's like, this is like Auschwitz. It's like Buchenwald, Dachau. The former head of the CIA? I mean, that's cuckoo. That's cuckoo. Trump got funding increased for the center, so they're nicer. So separating mothers and children like the Nazis, even though when he was NSA and CIA director with Obama, that's what they did. He thinks you're so stupid. And then I've got the deadly toll of human trafficking, CNN, hundreds of thousands dead, all the sex slaves, Democrats going bang on the walls. But remember these articles, Jakari Jackson and Don Salazar? 2014, 4 years ago, we ought to grab that video report. In fact, grab that video report out of this because we exclusively broke it. 6 months later, New York Times was forced to report it out of the same town, McAllen, Texas. They go, no. They come in. We don't even vet them. Not for diseases, nothing. We just let them in. Then we interviewed the head of the Border Patrol a year after that in that sector. By the way, he risked his job doing that. And he said, no, we're not even allowed to test them for disease. And we know that we have black plague, and he said, we also know that we have leprosy and drug-resistant TB and a bunch of other stuff, scabies, you name it, and that they're loaded, and then we follow the buses to Catholic and Protestant churches where there's no vetting, no IDs, and kids are then taken off buses and put in vans with God knows who and disappeared. That's human trafficking, by the way, under federal law. When you have undocumented people crossing a national line, undocumented children or adults, but with children, it's unbelievable. Hillary had one of her top aides convicted of trying to smuggle black kids out of Haiti, undocumented. But Obama did it. That's my big frustration. It's why they hate InfoWars, because they can track back that we forced that out. I keep explaining why they're trying to shut us down. Because they don't like the fact I can get up here on air and send reporters to the border, Adon Salazar and Jakari Jackson, and get the head of the Border Patrol and the head of emergency management and them to just a point blank say, we don't do medical tests, nothing. These kids show up over 1,000 a day in McAllen alone. We load them up and we disappear them into America. What in the heck? And a bunch of them are unaccompanied. And a lot of them are adults. And a lot of them are lying about their age. What planet do you do that? They could easily check them and enroll them, but they don't want them enrolled. And with the history of the Democratic Party and all these Democratic officials caught child trafficking, sex trafficking, the coyotes sucking off them, that's what it is. It's the Democrats feeding off a new underclass. We've had city council members in Austin's brothers caught with people in dungeons in their basements. We don't have basements in Texas, except Democrats do. Where they would hold people and torture them in cages till their family gave them more money. Oh, but they're Hispanic, so they can't do any wrong. Go to investigate them. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere in the U.S. How bombshell is that article? We ought to flashback this back on InfoWars.com and tie it in to the fact that this is what Obama did to stop doing what was going on now, and Trump put it back in where, no, you don't just show up with a bunch of kids and then just pump them into wherever you want. That violates federal and international law. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, oh, we're putting kids in concentration camps, Hayden says. Oh, Democrat lawmakers angry with what they saw in South Texas. They'd be out in the heat going, it's 100 degrees. They went inside, it was 72. What does that even mean? See the shot video inside Trump's concentration camps, how lavish and nice it is. Some of the kids get to stay here. Their parents aren't criminals. Hadn't committed a bunch of crimes. They can prove it's them. A lot of them are getting to stay, actually. But No, we don't even know who you are or who you're with or can't find, or you're with some guy that isn't even your family. Sorry, you're getting sent back. mean, God, since when can we let people just kidnap kids and bring them here? Flashback, Obama's HHS placed migrant children into custody of human traffickers. Daily Caller, remember that? Of course they did. That's who you think is there to grab the kids. This is all a big feeding frenzy of children. You know, a lot are getting killed in rituals. Yeah, the MSM's beyond misleading the public about what's going on, but don't worry. We've got delicate little genius failed actors like John Cusack, accused of inciting violence over Trump's immigration policy. He said, burn down the emergency centers. Oh, that's a great idea. Burn down a facility, a school and food facility and sleeping facility with children. That's how you free them. Just look what a dumb, mindless, he's had a lobotomy. Duh. Is a superhero, it'd be a question mark. Like, dude, where'd my brain go? They're like, can you find your butt with both hands? What's a butt? I want to burn down the children. I want to save them. I'm Don Cusack. Associated Press says cages describe chain link partitions. It's all sick. It's all lies. But Laura Bush chimed in. We'll tell you about her when we come back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so here's the toll-free number for you to join us. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. First-time callers on this topic. I want to talk about this topic. If you call, please talk about this topic. So I want to get your take on it. The hoax that kids are in concentration camps. When the UN has this huge history of kidnapping kids, sex slavery, Rwandan massacres, Haitian slave kids, Associated Press, Democratic Party, open borders, the coyotes, hundreds of thousands of dead total, all these mass graves they're digging up, 80% of the women coming across get raped by the Mexican drug cartels, source on that, Amnesty International, Huffington Post, and then, yeah, thousands of people getting grabbed every day per sector. And then they check out who they are and vet them and put them through. And you put the kids in one area and the women in another, the men in another. Of course, it's not going to be like the Superdome, a big rape party, but that's been the policy for decades. Trump's trying to change it. And so there's no illegal immigration, but then you can get in easier if you're vetted. Democrats say, well, no, we want the UN back in control of immigration. We want UNESCO back in control. We want totally open borders. Trump says that's no deal. So they grandstand and pity party and run around and, oh, they let us in, it's hot out here. I bet the kids are hot inside, we want to see you go in. It's super nice, super clean. And then the media just keeps going with the lie. But meanwhile, Laura Bush's husband launched the big illegal Iraq war, even though it was all lies and fixed intelligence, and the guy that voted for the assault weapons ban and the guy that wanted open borders. Laura Bush! Outraged by U.S. border policy, but okay with hubby destroying the Middle East. Isn't that just perfect? It breaks her heart. Oh, she's such a virtue signaler. We need Republicans like her again that are really Democrats, don't we? But don't talk about the huge human toll or NAFTA gap that you help get through or all the scams or any of that. Or city official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere in the U.S. That was under Obama, where he just stopped even testing people for diseases, anything. Just let them in. Let's play a clip from that Don Salazar Jakari Jackson report that needs to go. We should retweet this. Because remember, Obama stopped putting people in facilities. He just started letting NGOs. Oh, the Vatican was the big one. Oh, here's the Vatican. Here's a bunch of priests to get undocumented kids with no name and no record. Here's a bunch of little girls and little boys. We don't even know if you are a priest. You're just, oh, I'm a priest, all right. A priest of Satanism. I'll take care of those kids for you. And then they disappear. Unbelievable. And a bunch of them found dead and smuggled and sold into sex slavery in places like Houston. After all, people need little kids to rape during the Super Bowl, don't they? And the special ops people are told to stop. The warrants are even killed. Because they have special events going on in special control zones. I'm going to have the Formula One out here. They got the little kids out there. I've talked to the investigators. They're blocked from stopping it. They've thought about just going ahead and going in. I think that's probably going to happen. But I digress. Trump's given the green light. He says, I don't care what low level Sarah, they try to stop you. Take them out. And that's been going on. But when you take them out like that, the public can't handle that type of news, so it's kept on the DL. That's why the Democrats are so upset, because they're the pedophile party. They're the child trafficking, human trafficking party, and they've all been caught doing it. Here's part of that report.
What happened today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but right. Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off. Mm-hmm. And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today, apparently for some logistical reasons, some of them hadn't had transportation arranged, or their transportation is tomorrow.
Right. And so. Look at that concentration camp. It's a public school with a bunch of women and children. And then they're just, the Democratic Party shows up. We have all the documents in the article and just gives them $500 and a bus ticket to Democrat Party areas, mainly Chicago and Houston. And boy, when they get there, it's incredible. Let's continue.
We're having to find places to shelter them for tonight. So we've accessed some resources that we have. We're going to shelter them here tonight.
So why is the Border Patrol bringing them here?
They're not bringing them here. They're bringing them to our bus terminal because that's where the Border Patrol understands that they have transportation to go to the interior.
Right.
So they're dropping them off. It's our understanding that they were dropped off with tickets or with vouchers for tickets. Turns out some of them didn't have their ticket or didn't have their voucher, or like I said, their bus is until tomorrow, so they got nowhere to stay. Our bus terminal by ours, I mean the city of McAllen, the bus terminal is not a 24/7 operation,
right?
So we've got to put them up somewhere else. So for tonight, we're doing the best we can with this resource, which thankfully one of our neighboring cities made available to us, and we're going to put them up here tonight. Tomorrow we'll have a little chat with the Border Patrol and see what's going on.
All right, let's stop there. That's an 8-minute report. That's Kevin Pagan, the head of emergency management in McAllen, Texas. And we have the footage of the people come walk across the border. The Border Patrol takes them. They take them on vans a half mile to the bus terminal. They're given money and vouchers, and the Democrats are there. The Vatican's there, actually, directing where they go. Wow. Now, remember, Hillary, one of her top staffers, got convicted of trying to smuggle over 100 kids out of Haiti. Got caught at the airport trying to get them on a specially chartered jet. And the Haitians locked her butt up, and she got here and got locked up. The Clinton-Silsby trafficking scandal and how the media attempted to ignore and cover it up. They said it was 33, but it turned out hundreds that she tried to get lined up. She's now changed her name and runs a child's AIDS group. Oh, my God. And by the way, hundreds of thousands of kids that have been brought in the U.S., no one even knows where they are. But that's put less pressure on your kid getting grabbed out of their backyard. Well, there are 2 million kids missing a year, and yeah, 60, 70% are 13, 14, 15 that run away. But a lot are 1, 2, 3, 4-year-old, and they'll take one or two and put them on the news, but the rest, no. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. Yeah, that's Trump. And they're mad that they don't get to never give those kids an ID or have those kids be known. They're so mad that those kids get an ID. They're so mad those kids get help. They're so mad they get 3 meals and football and basketball and baseball and soccer. And they're so mad that even with their bad parents or whoever they're with get deported, in some cases they get to stay here. They are so pissed that we're just not a total wild, wild west. So, Infowars.com, the article's up from earlier in the broadcast. Please get out that key video to everyone if you want to counter this. Must see. Trump imprisonment of migrant children is a giant hoax. Watch live. Establishment pushes racist Trump narrative again and then covers up massive UN and Democratic Party sex crimes. I have stacks of news of Democratic Party officials. Folks, I live in Austin. I don't even pay attention to local news. There's been like hundreds of city officials, 2 city council members, you name it, caught with sex slaves, dungeons, people in. I mean, it's like they're vampires feeding on Hispanics. This whole underworld. It's like we've got Mexico, the same way there's mass murder there, going on quietly, but only on Hispanics, by the Hispanics, the Democrats, and the devil worshippers. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
All right, this is dramatic. Democrats have come out and are supporting President Trump's detention of undocumented migrant children so they not be put in general population with the thousands of other adults that come in every day. That's just common sense, while they're vetted, while they're medically checked, while they're fed. So in a big turn of events, Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton have come out in support of the president. It's incredible. Of course, the issue is they think you don't have a memory. This is years ago. This is actually Hillary just a few years ago. We got Feinstein more than 20 years ago. But here's Hillary Clinton. Just because your child reaches the border doesn't mean your child gets to stay. Here it is.
And many children are fleeing from that violence.
Should they be able to stay here? It's safer.
It may be safer, but that's not the answer. I do not.
Should they be sent back?
First of all, we have to provide the best emergency care we can provide. We have children 5 and 6 years old who have come up from Central America. We need to do more to provide border security in southern Mexico.
They should be sent back now.
Well, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who responsible adults and their families are, because there are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back, but I think all of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is arguing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
Now, that's Hillary in 2016, early 2016, February 2016. Today, she's saying the opposite. Now, notice she can say it perfectly. She's smart. If you implode the border, if you invite people to do this, it invites human smuggling, collapse-level stuff like Europe. She knows. She was trying to fool voters. It's in the WikiLeaks by acting conservative or common sense. Now that she didn't make power, she's showing you who she really is. It's incredible. But let's see a few more of these clips. And it's not just her. It's Joe Biden. It's Barack Obama. It's Dianne Feinstein. I mean, I have hours of these clips, but I don't want to go to your phone calls. But I've had Democrats confront me on the street and go, how dare you don't want to take care of the poor migrant children? Oh, are you taking care of them down in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador? Are you going down there? Like, my family's actually gone down as missionaries and in the military and other things to try to help people. No, you haven't done that. No, you didn't go take Spanish at LSU and then volunteer for Vietnam and then go down and live down there and be a missionary. No, you didn't do any of that, you Democrats. You just virtue signal to everybody else about how great you are, but you don't fight. You sign on to the communist Chinese plan and then point your finger at those of us who actually fight communism and say we're the enemy. You're a joke. But here's another clip. Hillary Clinton used to sound a lot like Trump. We're going to go to that one next, and then we're going to play Dianne Feinstein. Here it is.
We can enforce our borders. I think we should enforce our borders. To have a situation where 40% of the babies born on Medicaid in California today are born of illegal immigrants creates a very real problem for the state, which is in deficit.
Look, of course you can enforce the borders.
Let me finish.
I agree.
We have 17% of our prison population at a cost of $300 million a year. The illegal immigrants who come here and commit felonies.
That's fine. Back when the Democrats were behaving like Republicans to get elected and then open the border. Let's continue with Hillary.
Do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country.
We have to stop the inflow of illegals coming into our country.
Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north.
The Mexican government is much smarter, much sharper, much more cunning, and they send the bad ones over because they don't want to pay for them. They don't want to take care of them.
Look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We will build a wall. It will do what it's supposed to do. Keep illegal immigrants out.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
And some of these people are causing tremendous problems. All you have to do is look at the crime wave. If I'm elected, they're going to be out of there day one.
I voted for border security, and some of it was a fence. I don't think we ever called it a wall. Maybe in some places it was a wall.
We're going to have a border. It's going to be a real border.
You know, secure our borders, the technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary. We need to have tougher employer sanctions. And
we have a country. We have to have borders. We have borders. We have to have laws. We either have a country or we don't.
The difference is Trump is actually doing some of what he said he'd do. Hillary is the opposite. And he accepted a bill, like he always said, I will, absolutely, if somebody's been here 20, 30 years and they don't have a criminal record and they're part of society, weren't born here, we'll just fast track them in a year, they'll be citizens. But if you got a bunch of felonies and you're 40-something years old and claim you've been here for 20 years, but we know you really live in, you know, Nicaragua 2 years ago, your ass is gone. Real simple. We should be vetting people with a basic system, just like every other country does. It's incredible. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls when we come back for a few segments. And then we've got a guest host coming on, and then Owen Schroyer's loaded for bear. There's a bunch of other news I didn't hit. This just broke by Jamie White. I mentioned this earlier, but this story needs to go really viral. InfoWars right again. War inside FBI triggered reopening of Clinton email probe. And the whole investigation into the reopening on Anthony Weiner. As we reported from the time from our sources, that included the State Police of New York and the State Police of New Jersey, and also the Central Intelligence Agency, the good guys that are in there. And we told you all that with Doug Hagman and others. InfoWars right again. War inside FBI triggered reopening of Clinton email probe. IG report confirms Patriot agent concerned McCabe delayed probe into Anthony Weiner, put pressure on them, causing Comey to reopen it for a week so they could have the excuse to it had to be reopened to kick it back down to the state. The Inspector General's report reveals the FBI reopened Hillary Clinton's probe due to pressure from a case agent concerned over private emails found Anthony Weiner's laptop, confirming InfoWars News. Because, see, they could, the feds could cover it up, but there were so many copies of it that when a Patriot saw it and knew, they had to then reopen it to then shovel it down to the state level and try to contain it. The report explains how a Patriot FBI agent, dumbfounded over the fact that top FBI leadership had taken no action in almost a month over the discovery of a batch of emails that was reportedly really bad stuff on Weiner's laptop. It's got all the quotes here, all the documentation. It's on page 302, which, again, is the name of an FBI report. It's kind of a message, like an FBI agent reports the field agent's report on 302. So that's the name of the documents. So funny, they stuck this on page 302. It's like a little hidden Easter egg saying, here's our real report. Look at this. This is the key. This is what's important. This is what Comey did. Comey covered it up. So it's a big article. It tells it all. It's got clips from the emails, from the text messages, from the Inspector General's report, who's testifying, by the way, right now. We're going to go to break and come back just briefly. I haven't come up with the new specials. I mean, the specials are already so huge. Free shipping on all our best-selling nutraceuticals. 50% off on X2, Brain Force, Super Male Vitality. It's all there. That's got to end today. But I've been so busy covering news and working 7 days a week, I'm not complaining. I love it. But I was up for Saturday and Sunday that I just haven't gotten around to. I'm going to have a marketing meeting and look at products, what we've got in, what's new, the new specials that are coming. But these are some of the biggest specials ever. And it's got to end today. Free shipping on those items and all our best-selling supplements, 50% off. That's got to end, and your purchase funds this operation. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're changing the world thanks to your support. And it makes it easy because you get really great life-changing products at the same time. So all of you that have been on the fence about trying InfoWars Life products, man, you really owe it to yourself to check them out because it funds this operation. Plus, these are amazing products that are so good. I want you to have them so you try them and see how great they are and then want it over and over again. I want a relationship.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes. A touch of sadness in her fingers, thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones.
And we're gonna ride.
What's he talking about there?
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
One-Eyed Jack of Diamonds. They'll say that's Illuminati. No, the Illuminati is copying God. One-Eyed Jack of Diamonds, your spiritual eye. I'm going to chase the sky forever. Sir Willie Nelson.
I'm going to chase the sky forever.
With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
With the woman and the stallion and the wind.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
Before we ever pass this way again.
Before we ever pass this way again.
And I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
We're going to ride.
All right, I'm going to write your phone calls. I covered a lot of stuff already today. But the reason I'm really frustrated is, I haven't hit the really key stuff yet. And that's just the stuff that I had before the show started. So much is broken at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com right now. I may have to host a little bit in the next hour just to get to it. But just here's one story. And then remember, when you see this article, go, wait a minute, what did Alex cover 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 weeks ago, and last week? I said that Google and IBM are in competition with each other, with the World Health Organization, with the National Health Service of England, so whatever it adopts gets adopted, and with the state of California, and with the VA. I'm trying to get this in front of Trump. Remember you heard about 4 years ago how they had death panels with a computer and the bioethicist in Arizona for the Veterans Affairs as a beta test? Well, there's the Bloomberg headline today. Well, they just anticipated where I was going without me even telling the crew. Boy, they are on target. If you're a TV viewer, you just saw that. Google is training machines to predict when a patient will die. Now, translate what that just said. Google is training machines to decide when you die. Not to predict, but notice how they spin that. No, the machines are deciding if they're going to save you and what you've done. Already under the National Health Service, were you a smoker? Were you overweight? What was your political thing? It's already there. But how are they going to introduce AI computers, bypassing doctors and nurses, bypassing even the bioethicist board? They quit giving the Hippocratic Oath 20 years ago. Hippocrates. And now, they're just putting it out like it's no big deal, saying Google is training machines to predict when a patient will die. Oh, they predict so accurately because they will withhold the care. But they'll say, oh, the machine made the decision. Who programs the machine? Unbelievable how they introduced this to us, the slaves. But it's so cute. It's the zeitgeist movement. A computer will decide what I eat and what I do and when I where I work and who I am. It decided. It's a computer. It's fancy. It knows. It's better than me. It's replacing me. The future's here. And the war for the future's been won by international business machines and the Watson. And who is Thomas Watson? You might want to find out. Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! The numbers on the Jews in the camps? And then they named the machine killing our troops after him. Beautiful. And it's sickening in your faceness. Because they think you're done. They think you're an idiot. And they tune in, they hear me, and they go, this guy has got our entire game plan. And the reason we want him shut down is our own people are compartmentalized going along with it for their own personal gain and aren't fully aware. And a lot of them are having crisis of conscience because of Jones. We thought Jones was discrediting what we were doing to the public so that they wouldn't believe what was happening. And he's having the opposite effect. We want him destroyed. If you make him a martyr, he'd be more powerful. Assassinate his character first, then poison him. And that's the decision. And I'm not going to commit suicide. But I will say this, I'm not scared of them. In fact, it's all responsibility I have. It's going to the end, no matter what the cost is, so I have no fear. Oh, and there's another Tom Watson saying the computers will save us. Perfect. Of course, every IQ number shows it's going down. Our brain waves are going down. Cancer is going straight up. Everything bad's going up. Everything good's going down. Sperm counts. But don't worry. The robots will. The liberals love it. They'll decide who gets the money. All right. I'm going to your phone calls now. There's a computer called Thomas Watson. So loving. The doctors don't have to feel bad. He lives in time. Because a computer decides his name's Tommy. Tommy J. Watson. It's so liberal. It'll take all your normal functions away. and it'll do everything for you until you're obsolete. It's the computers are being programmed by the globalists to make you incrementally have your power, incrementally have everything. Like, oh, we're going to put suspensor belts on you like Baron Harkonnen. We don't need to walk. You're like, at first, well, to walk down the hall, to walk up the hill is so much fun. But you're dying. Your muscles are dying. You're atrophying as a human as they take control of every function until you're being made obsolete and you're opting into it. There's always the latest glitch and, oh, God, if I could just have the iPhone 10. Yeah, that's what Ray Kurzweil says. Oh, I may not exterminate you when I become a god, but I might accidentally step on you. Oh, the robots might keep us as pets. We that designed it all. Oh, they're already teaching us. Who should we go to first? Charles, Brian, Chase, Jason. Yeah, let's talk to Jason in New Jersey first. Jason, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's up? Actually, in Illinois. But Jason and Illinois were president. I reviewed.
Right, they said New Jersey, but it doesn't really matter. Let's just say, let's just stop. Let's start over. Let's go to your call. Psh. Hello, Jason in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Glad to be talking to you. Big time honor.
But I know why they got your name wrong. Your phone's such hammered hell, I can barely understand you. I'm not mad at you. Just get to the point.
Sorry about that. First thing I would do as president would be to send the U.S. Air Force into Mexico and send all the cartels and the Mexican government straight to hell where they belong. And call it New Texas. Call Mexico, maybe break it up into three, you know, New Texas, maybe New Illinois. I don't know, maybe Travis after Colonel Travis. How's that sound?
Oh, name the whole country Travis. Well, I know there's a lot of Hispanic folks in Mexico might actually like that. You know, the big thing is our big banks are working with the drug cartels. And I think that's why it's been so hard to fix the problem, is that the globalists have been doing this and using Mexico and Obama using Mexico. And I think Trump's really stopping that. What do you think?
Yeah, I remember you had an interview with a DEA guy. He was a native Texan, but he was a...
Yeah, Celly Castillo.
Yeah. I watched that not long ago. He basically, man, that was important.
That interview was like 12 years ago, and he predicted the whole war in Mexico, the collapse, everything, yeah.
Yeah, we've been battling in Mexico for, I don't even know, 40 years, 50 years. So, you know, it's no wonder they're collapsed. But I think the most humanitarian thing to do is just be to take over the whole darn country and just send all the government and the cartels right straight to their masters.
Well, there's no doubt that the U.S. has managed things better than Mexico has. Mexico never got out from under colonial rule, really. They just kept the same colonial system. We've had our own problems, but I don't know. I mean, it would almost be a better idea than letting Mexico with the globalists take over the U.S. Man, I tell you, I just, who knows? It's you know, I don't know. The age of conquest is still going. The problem is that the globalists are using third world to capture the first world now. So it's an interesting idea. I can see the headline now. Jones says, invade Mexico. I know a lot of the really successful, wealthy Hispanics in Texas. Every time I talk to them, they say we should invade Mexico and take over, including some of my in-laws. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.